whatever. And so I just don't, you know, I don't think we can make that kind of a decision.
Well, we can't make the decision, but we can't assume that we know when we don't know, unless we investigate.
Carlos?
Yeah, two things here. Dorothy mentioned that one of the concerns is that we are going to get thousands of flying people from other countries to come here. We were operating the same way through all these years, and we didn't get bombarded with immigrants. And number two, that's the job of Homeland Security, or what used to be immigration, now is CIS. They have their own rules, they have their own policies with the different embassies and consulates in different countries to get visas. Other countries don't come to America like Americans go to other countries. You don't need visas to go to other countries. To come to America, there is a huge process to come here, and that's being taken care of in the respective embassies and consulates in other countries. And in regards to getting or asking RSA, this mere issue happened back in New Mexico because I was being served there. Same situation, same thing. And what RSA did, here is the law, and said just what girl was free. So I just want to save your time.
Give her a call, please.
I just want to...
Just a minute, Dorothy. Hubert?
I have a thought that... Since from what we hear about the condition or the situation of the blind in many of these other countries, that if a person comes here for training and goes back, it is because they feel that they would be in a situation where they could use that training back there to improve their lives and would may well be in an influential position to help other visually impaired people in their country. So that maybe there would be some benefit for someone to come here. Otherwise, if they are not looking at a future to go back to, they're probably not going to go back to their home country after training.
Okay, I understand now, Hubert, that the NFB National Office in Baltimore, they have an international training center where they can bill the country of origin for training. So, I mean, if people want to come here just for training, I think that's wonderful if their country wants to pay for it.
This is Pearl.
Pearl.
Another thought that this makes me think about in the concern about somebody that will stay here and become a taxpayer, I can see parallels to we could not provide services to anyone unless we knew for sure that in the future they would be working and pay taxes, and they wouldn't die, and they wouldn't just decide, well, I got this training and that's nice, but I'm just gonna sit at home and get my Social Security disability. Those things happen all the time, that people who receive training from our agency and other rehab agencies get the training, go to school, even get a degree, and decide not to work. You know, we don't know the future. They might go through full training and then die the next day. So to me, that's similar to the concern about, well, they better be staying here, they better be...
No, so, that's not my point at all, Pearl.
But they wouldn't be taxpayers, that's the...
No, that's not my point at all.
Okay.
Say if a person in Mexico or Ecuador came just up here to get training with no intentions of staying. You know, they just want to go back home. And, you know, that is completely different than somebody who comes here. If they want to become a resident and a citizen, they're going to know ahead of time that they have to, the process of becoming a resident and then eventually a citizen. They can't just, and I could be wrong, but I think the intent, if the National Office for International Training, they want to welcome all blind people from all over the world to come, but then they build the country of origin. And that's what I'm saying. It's not whether you're going to stay here and be a taxpayer or anything, it's about who's paying the bill.
Well, if everybody in the agency is clear, I mean, I don't have any doubt that it's what they're saying is true, because I know there's other analogies in education, healthcare, so it's this goes longer. But what do we, I mean, it almost, to me, seems like that's the solution where we go from here is, let's just ask the next people up.
To to clarify it.
Ask them the question, and then we get the answer, and then it's what's out of our hands and case closed. I mean, it's, if it's not case closed, then it's a legitimate subject matter, and if we wanted to deal with it, we could, but ask the question and get the.
Ask which question?
Yeah, maybe the CIS and the rehab need to come together and.
Is there a residency requirement? Can there be a residency requirement for, and like you said, I'm satisfied with the language, but it's.
But every other social agency will not give any services.
Well, that is those other entities, and that's what they do.
But that's Health and Human Services.
We're not responsible for them, and we got out of Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you, you know, want to ask RSA about its policy and what it means, then that would be fine, and we can, you know, we can put your answer to that on the agenda for the next meeting. But asking other entities what rehabilitation ought to do or is doing or must do is not going to get the answer that we are responsible for. So.
Okay, Barb, you're misunderstanding what I said. I did not give them any kind of an analogy. I just said, what are the requirements for residency and citizenship in the United States?
Yes, and what I'm saying is residency and citizenship in the United States are irrelevant under the Rehab Act.
Well,
so if you want to ask RSA and bring back a report from the commissioner of RSA or whatever about that particular question, then we can put it on the agenda to have the answer specific to the Rehabilitation Services Administration and the Rehab Act. You know, I believe that the language is clear, but if you don't, I mean, you know, if you want to ask that question,
I will contact them and ask them then what I'll give them a specific incident situation and see if they can clarify it for me.
Well, and find out if there's a difference between illegal and regular immigrants that go through the process of the country.
Well, but that again, if there are no residency and citizenship
requirements,
then that too is irrelevant.
That's what we got to get it.
So, do you want to ask that question of RSA and bring back a report at the next meeting with a specific topic?
I will call them.
This is Pearl.
No, I just said I will call them and ask them specifically, unless you're going to do that, or we could both do it.
I think it's important for the query and the answer to be in writing.
Yeah,
and if you want to, that's fine. If the board wants to make the inquiry, that's fine. But the way the way RSA works, I mean, it is very much, we need to have it in writing and go through with probably, I mean, you could send your inquiry direct to the commissioner at the federal level. Generally, we first go through our regional commissioner and ask the regional commissioner to send the question up the line if they don't have. So that would be I would encourage that, but I have no ownership. If you want to make the query on behalf of the board, I think that's perfectly fine. Just that it would be in writing.
Why don't you provide the contact information of the Dorothy? If you want to write up the question or want help write up the question, then we can submit it and find the answer and case closed.
Is that acceptable?
That's acceptable. Do you have an address or anything like that?
Yes, I sure do. I'll send it. I'll email it to you.
Okay.
Yes, and if you would email the question, you know, as you're wording it to us, you know, so that we can
kind of scrutinize and help me out with the language.
Okay.
That's okay.
I'll give you the regional commissioner and the national so that you can copy them on that.
Okay. Okay, that's acceptable. I did not mean to offend anybody. If I was talking about one thing and you were hearing another thing, Carlos.
Well, I guess you need to be careful how you word those comments.
Well, this issue
is, if I took it the wrong way, but that's how it was expressed. So.
This kind of issue has, there's a bill right now, it's going nowhere, but there was a story I just read like a week ago in the paper of these kids that are here illegally, you know, the parents, they've gone to school, I mean, they're valedictorians of their high school, because like I said, the education schools, they can't they got to educate everybody, but they can't, they don't qualify for any financial aid, so that these kids can't go to, you know, aren't able to go to college. So they're, it's a real tragedy, because these kids are, they're very intelligent kids, they've graduated with honors in their high schools, and now they're wondering what the next, what their next move is.
Well, because we have discrimination at all levels, and we blind people know about that, and so do people from other countries, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that, that our country does some of that, and so then you have two, possibly three, if it's a woman, possibilities for discrimination, and even if a person goes through training and wants to work in a, you know, in a big way or whatever, it isn't necessarily going to be the case that, that that person's going to find a job. But I think we really do need to, you know, to move along from this issue. And I think, though, in the process of moving along, that one of the things that, that I do want to remind all of us of is that how we say a thing really does make a difference to the hearers of what we say. And we on this board are responsible for really making differences in people's lives. And I hope that we always, whatever we do, that we bear that in mind and that we realize that, that what we say and how we say it makes a difference. Not just to each other on the board, but to everybody that we're
responsible
to. Are
you reprimanding me, Barb?
Excuse me?
Are you reprimanding me if I use the wrong language?
Then
what's the point?
I'm reminding all of us of what our responsibility level is. And, you know, if you feel reprimanded, then, you know, there may be a reason to, you know, for that. I didn't say it as a reprimand, but I think, you know, if
you're trying to remind, but I did not say, I don't think there's a difference between an immigrant and somebody who just comes over here, so.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the status of the taped public meeting educational materials.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
We made another set of the tapes, which I brought today. We mailed the set that we made before to Bill, and as I understand, you never received
those. Never received them.
So,
no kidding.
God bless the U.S. Mail.
Yeah.
But I have it here. I'm prepared to give it to you if you still want it, Bill.
Bless you. I'll take them. Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. And so when Bill's done, why don't you get it back to us?
So,
and we'll,
so two people from Lincoln had to come to Sioux City to.
Thank you.
Make that special delivery.
Can't trust the mail, though, you know.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ship it UPS.
Yeah,
that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's now 12:45, and it's supposed to be 11:30.
Okay.
So, the next item is public comment. Is there comment from the public? Going once? Going twice?
So
it's now 11:45. Okay, we're ready to move along to new business. The first item is the impartial hearing officers. We kind of had some emails back and forth, and at this point we're down to three, and I think you were going to check, Pearl, and
yes,
see if we had to have a specific number or
yes,
not. And
there is no requirement for a specific number. I think reasonableness, and if we had, you know, quite a lot of business for those folks, we would want to have a larger pool to pull from. But we rarely have a need, and so I'm very comfortable with three or four. I think there's no problem with that, and there is no requirement for a specific number.
Okay. So if we think we're fine, then we'll just assume that we're fine. Okay, the next item is the survey and evaluation information to be sent to the staff concerning the evaluation, and that can probably kind of go hand in hand with the date and time of having a conference call to review the executive director's evaluation. So.
The only change we wanted to make was keep the sequencing the same so we don't confuse some people.
Including ourselves, yeah.
As a person that compiled it, that would be very helpful. Compiled it last year.
Okay, so did anybody want to, you know, make any changes to the survey or anything like that, or do we want to just, we want to leave it the same except for changing the numbering system?
I thought the survey was fine.
Yeah.
I did too.
I think so too.
It's very comprehensive.
Okay, so when do we want to?
So that survey can go out.
When do we want to send it? We usually have done it like 3 weeks ahead of when we do the.
So can it go out next week?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it should. So then.
So who will be sending that out now, Pearl?
Yes, that's a good.
That's something Jen had been doing.
Right. Actually, I didn't. If you don't mind my mentioning, with all of. We made a very comprehensive list of all of Jan's duties that we could think of while she was still in place and parceled out those pieces to other staff, some in other support staff in other offices, some, you know, really the bulk of it probably myself, Bill, and Dave, some pieces here and there. But. You know, so basically we're all just pitching in to handle things. For sending it out, we could assign that to one of the other support staff people, if you like. The sending out doesn't, they don't reply, or how did that work? I forget.
Whoever, you know, Jan just sent it out, and then people can either reply to this year, they can reply, you know, through the, we had talked about having them reply if they wanted to be anonymous, they could reply in the suggestion box format.
Mm-hmm.
Or people can reply to me, that's what has happened before, either by snail mail or email.
Okay. Well, and okay, I'm sorry I asked that. I guess the details don't matter for the meeting as much, but I'll assign this to Bill Brown. And
okay, so I send it to Bill Brown.
Yes, and then he is our, as business manager, he supervises the personnel officer, and so his role is supervising our personnel management, you know, so that would fit really well. That would keep it away from me and be at a level that it needs to be.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I just have a, I don't know, I guess just a question. The survey goes out to all staff and supervisors and so forth. Is it a requirement that they?
No.
That's what I thought it was.
We encourage, we strongly encourage and we urge and everything else. But no, it's not a requirement.
Okay, I just thought I'd double check. Because I compiled data last time and I just kind of wondered because a couple of people I knew didn't reply.
Okay, so when do we want to, you know, I'll get it sent out this coming week and, you know, hopefully at the beginning of the week. And so then when do we want to
deadline?
Have a deadline for them, the 1st of June?
Yeah, whenever it goes out, give them 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
okay.
Because next Saturday is the 15th, and so we're in the middle of the month. And
okay, so when do we want to do the conference call meeting thing?
Yeah, maybe, you know, give us a week to look it over, and then before we do the conference call, and so tell them that's the deadline date.
There'd have to be some time for the person who's going to compile it,
yeah.
And then for you all to look over, I would think. I don't know.
Well, we, you know, we usually get them just, you know, in an ongoing way, and you know, we can, so as soon as the deadline is, we can meet anytime after that.
How do we encourage them to fill that out?
Same way as we always have.
Give them coupons for runs ahead of there.
Just coming out of Bob Burns' pocket, that's okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, they come to my house for lunch.
So, a date, guys, we're running behind and we really, you know, this shouldn't be one of our heavy.
Do we have a calendar?
Okay, June.
Convention will be coming up.
Why don't we say June 10th?
That's a Thursday. Does that work for everybody? Is that?
Or we can make it the 11th or whatever. Why don't we make it the 11th? And that'll be the end of the week and that's kind of crazy night.
Well, we do it generally at night. How about the Monday, what's that Monday, then the following Monday? We got a calendar.
14th, yeah. Yep, 14th.
How about the 14th?
That sounds fine.
7:00, we'll have a conference call or?
Sounds good.
Okay, so Pearl, do you have somebody who's doing that? Setting up the conference call?
Those of us that need conference calls are each setting them up ourselves, so we can probably have Dottie Wilmot set up your conference call. Or maybe, how about with Betty Burrish? Could we get Betty to do that one? Okay.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Betty Burrish in the Lincoln office.
Okay, so now do we need to do, like, tell, you know, ask her or do whatever, or how's that working?
Her supervisor is here, Connie Daly, and if Connie would discuss it, and if I'm correct, what you're asking is just, this is somebody to set up the conference call, right?
Yes, and to put all of us on it.
So it'll be these five people.
7:00 on Thursday, Monday, the 14th of June.
Well, actually, could I have Cheryl Livingston do it?
Yeah.
Since she's in town.
Oh.
You know, in like. Ahead of time. Okay, I'm not sure how it's done, so.
It's just through the university, there's a conference call operator. I have contact information as a phone and an email, and so I don't care which of the Lincoln office does it.
Okay.
But if we need to get in touch with somebody, would we get in touch with you, Connie, to make sure?
I would get in touch with Betty.
All right.
Okay.
So 7:00 PM Monday, June 14th, is that what I heard?
Yes.
And that's the actual conference call meeting?
Right. And the deadline, didn't we decide the 11th would be the deadline for?
But we decided 3 weeks after it gets sent out.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to do that Monday, but I'm, you know, my computer's been crashing some lately, so I'm not making that absolute commitment.
I only have one request, Barb, and I'll email you or phone call you. I'm on call for the agency the end of June, and I don't know exactly what the dates are. And if that's the case, I gotta have my phone, it can't be tied up.
Well, would that be after the 14th?
Yeah, it's somewhere in there, I don't know exact, the exact dates.
Well, just let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I'll let you know, that's the only thing I have, so.
Okay, just, you know, let me know, like, as soon as possible so that we can.
I'll email you tomorrow, by tomorrow.
Yeah, we still got a month.
Yeah, we do. And at that meeting, we're also going to see where we are with the.
Rule 4.
Rule Chapter 4.
Yeah, and if I may say.
If you could let us know that ahead of time, Pearl.
Yeah, I don't know, that may be too soon to actually, for you to review a draft and decide on a public hearing, but I'll see what I can do, but I can't guarantee you that it would be middle of June that we'd have that done.
Well, that's what we need to know, because if we need 30-day notice, because our meeting in August is early, so, you know, it just, you know, may not work, and so.
Right, yeah, so I'll sure let you know.
Okay.
See what we can do, I guess.
See, we moved our meeting, we were gonna be Memorial Day weekend, now we've left you Memorial Day weekend.
You're so generous.
That three-day weekend.
Right.
Just kidding.
Okay, we're to the focus topic for the next meeting. You know, if we have a draft of rule, that would be the thing, I mean, you know, that we wouldn't want to add another thing to that. If we don't, then maybe we would want to, but what's your pleasure?
I have a thought.
Sure.
If you like what I said about the exercise we did at state staff meeting, and if you'd like to do that as a focus topic, it won't require an extra speaker, and so it's one that could easily be put on the agenda, but then if, when we get right down to it, if in fact we're ready to work to do the rule, that one could be set off for another time. And if we aren't ready on rule, it would plug in very easily there.
Okay, what would it be called? What did it have?
Customer relations exercise, I suppose.
Okay, that would cause people to be interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even just customer relations, I guess.
This is just a question, and I don't want to feel like I'm attacking anybody, but okay, we got guidelines on how staff should behave. What about management? Do they go under the same guidelines then?
Yes.
Okay.
The with the exception that the rules and regulations of the State Department of Administrative Services covers all management positions, except for those that are either like at the service of a board or the service of the governor. Mm-hmm. Well, no, the rules and guidelines still apply. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just the rights within that don't apply. But the expectations, the requirements.
So dress code, and then it goes specifically into what dress code is and all those things. And
I don't know exactly whether the rules what it says about dress code, and the state rules and regulations, you could sure read through all of those on the state website, if that's what you're wondering.
Well, no, I'm just curious. I know, like at our agency, I would never dream of wearing those what do they call them? Those short capri pants. I mean, they're next to shorts. But other therapists will wear them, and so, like, professional dress code is what people believe it to be. You know, everybody has their own idea of what they should be doing. So, I was just, you know, curious. You know, what is it? And
no tube tops.
No tube tops.
No, I don't think
Pearl's putting her foot down on that.
That's
right. Okay. At a supervisor, he said, "Oh, I was just hoping one of my social workers would sexually harass me."
Oh my goodness. Okay, I think we're getting off the topic.
Here. I know. We're getting off topic.
No, so the rules and regulations are they in one document somewhere?
Yes, I believe they're in one place on the web. Then whether you call that one document, I can get that resource and send it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be a fine thing, I think.
Are the first three chapters are on the web?
Of our rules.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the state rules and regulations through the Department of Administrative Services. Okay. Next thing is the location and time of August 7th and November 20th meetings. Now, we've had a suggestion that August be in Lincoln and November be in Omaha. I believe Bob made that suggestion.
I was going to suggest Nebraska City, but if we review the chapter 4 on that, it wouldn't work out too well that way to have it in Nebraska City. But NAB, I don't belong to it, but they're having their convention down there at that time. So I thought if we were looking for a place to go, that would be the place to go.
Barbara Pack and Jimmy Rock. I talked to Sheldon Gray last night, who is the president, and as a result, my cell battery went dead, but that's not the point. And she did extend an invite to the board if they so chose to take her up on it. Yeah,
okay,
right.
So we have Lincoln and Nebraska City as suggestions for...
Well, just
August.
I always thought we went out west in August because of the weather in the wintertime.
No, we went north instead.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that, you know, since, you know, I don't know if it matters too much, but, you know, so if, when we have the Rule 4 public hearing, I mean, since, you know, most of the employees are in Lincoln, I mean, that would seem to be, you know, to make it as, to accommodate as many employees as possible would make sense. So, but if we don't know, you know, if we're going to be able to do it in August, then...
May I speak to that? I think that we will be able to do that in August. I just wasn't sure if by June 14th we, you know, have a finalized draft for you. We'll definitely have some revisions. Maybe what I should say is we just will plan on it and we'll just have that as a deadline, and it'll at least by the end, I mean the end of June, I could live with to get that to you.
Okay.
But I just don't know for sure if I can do it by June 14th.
Well, maybe you'll know enough if you still think that's realistic.
Yeah, but I do believe that we would be well enough along and have a good enough draft for the August 7th time period for that to be a time when there'd be, if you want a one board meeting that looks at a sort of a final, a pre-hearing draft, so to speak.
And then hold the public hearing in November?
Right. Well, no, you said to have the public hearing separate from a board meeting.
Oh.
That was one option. Some
yeah.
people were thinking to have it at the at a meeting was
right. And actually,
thing.
I'm remembering something now, which I have
we have to have a
mentioned before, is that the amount of work involved, the formatting of it, and all of that fine detail. I was thinking of content.
Yes.
And we will have to figure out all that formatting stuff, who could do that. And we may look to one of the support staff in another office who's particularly good at detail, which one particularly comes to mind is Carlos. So, you know, that might be something, but the details of rule, if you know, are way more work, I think, than actually even the content of it. But so, you know, that's a possibility. But
so maybe August is unrealistic to have all that done.
I just don't know. We can try. We can make our best effort. And of course, we would know at 30 days before. We'd know for sure. But whether it really could be done by the actual day, I don't know. I can't say.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Nancy.
I'm just wondering. Is there a reason to drive ourselves nuts to get it done by August, or would it be more realistic to just put it in the November meeting? I mean, is there a real burning
reason? Yeah, in my mind and in terms of how we operate, we are, our workplace policies exist in law. They exist in the state rules and regs and the labor contract.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, it will be good to have our own specific rule. And I know there has been some comment about, well, this should have been done 4 years ago. And so, you know, some urgency from that perspective.
Yeah.
There's been some implication that because we don't have rule yet, we have no policies, which is, it's completely not correct, but if some people feel that way, then there's an urgency to get it, you know, so it's...
The perception, maybe, is
it? Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay, so you would rather we would try to push towards the August meeting then?
I think so. I mean,
okay.
I really would... It's something we actually have been working on from time to time, even while the other rules were going on, so it's not like it's a brand new project that has to be done in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
A lot of it, I think, is pretty much what it needs to be, and the fact that there were really only a couple of topics that you folks had input on I hope that means you did really read through the whole thing and had, you know, substance-wise, didn't have other major thoughts or objections or questions. So that's a good indication that we're in pretty good shape.
And we got to see if 9 and 10 is something that's just numbered out or
something. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, I may know. We'll make sure all that
stuff. That was my assumption, that it had, for whatever reason, the computer had decided to eliminate 9 and 10 and just go to 11.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it isn't, that there's actually text you needed to see that isn't there. I think it's because we did pull text out and then probably didn't, you know, go back through and fix numbering. Or there's actually main sections that don't have any numbering, so we'll need to fix all that.
Okay, so well, is all of that to say that we, in case we do rule, are going to be going toward meeting in Lincoln, or is that...
I'll second Bob's motion to have it in Lincoln in
August. August Lincoln and November Omaha.
Oh. Okay, so is the motion August in Lincoln and November in Omaha?
Yeah.
Is that what you're seconding, Nancy?
Yes, it is.
It's even okay. Third.
Is there, yeah, I'm sorry. There was a third down there?
Yeah, yeah. Dorothy. So we have,
so we, okay. We have a
consensus. Right. We already have a majority, but all in favor?
Yeah, Bill, would you like to chime in?
Opposed? Okay. All right, so we have done that. August will be in Lincoln and November will be in Omaha. Okay, at this point, we are ready to go into executive session. I think we should define a time frame for that. It is now 1:09.
Can we take a short, cutty break?
Okay, you want to have a break?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 1:09, so 1:10. We'll be back at 1:20 for how long?
Should be rather brief, I think.
Larry, how much time do you want?
I haven't been able yet, but I want to keep it.
No more than half an hour, hour 15 minutes.
Oh, half an hour.
If we have half an hour on that issue, and if we, there were two things that we were going to be talking about.
Was there a second, or was the immigration?
I thought so.
No, the relationship
something. Oh, a specific
yes.
Case.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Maybe we should do that first.
That's right.
More straightforward.
Okay, so do we want to do 15 minutes on the one issue and half an hour on the other? Is that what you want to do?
Maybe 10 on the first.
I think
10 on the first issue? Okay. 10 and 30, so that's 40 minutes altogether?
We should be able to take care of that.
Okay.
I think one of them is going to take more time than that.
Well, Dorothy, we need to make a decision, so we're, you know, we're making our decision right now. So what? How much time do you think? Okay, so
well, that was one we were thinking 30 minutes.
Maybe 30? Okay, I'll take 30.
Well, I mean, for the whole, that'll be the whole time we'll spend on the issue. So you and our comments and anybody else's comments.
So that would be 30 for that and 10 for the other issue. And do we want to have one go precede the other, or?
I would have.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I would say, you know, the first one is just basically Pearl.
Yes.
So that's, maybe we do that first. And
okay. All right. Yes. 1:20. I'll come back.
I'm sure it's all right.
You finish with
Tiffany? I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll leave out about eating.
That's all right.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, no problem. You're not in the room during that, but you have to stay to finish the after the
yeah, you can't go yet.
Then they reconvene and report any business because they need it and then adjourn.
And we want you to put the time that we it's now 3:38. Okay. Yeah.
So I make a motion that Pearl will notify us if a personnel issue has gone through the system and reached her, and in connection with last times, that if there's a grievance process, that she will notify us.
Can we make an addition to that, that
You don't think that's perfect wording?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Can I make an addition, Madam Chairman?
There hasn't been a second to the motion, and I don't want to get all, okay, there's been a second, so...
I was waiting for him to continue or...
I would just...
Bill.
Maybe I'm only complicated.
Okay, discussion.
Okay, I'll say, the first part of your motion was that I'd notify you when a disciplinary process got to me, and the second part was if there was a grievance in process. And actually, a grievance in process would be occurring at the lower level first. And if you would like for me to notify you anytime a disciplinary action is grieved, I can certainly do that. It doesn't have to be to the step two level where it comes to me.
Yeah, that might be good.
So if you want to know every time that something is grieved within the disciplinary process, I could notify you.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't burn our emails.
I think that's what I heard you wanting earlier. That's why I put those words there.
So I second what Pearl just said.
That was a friendly amendment.
Okay, friendly. So did, okay,
your job is to make the motion, and Bill's job is to...
Okay, so to formulate the motion, or do I have to withdraw it, or just do a friendly amendment, or just...
Well, you could withdraw your original motion.
Okay, I withdraw my second.
You can do all of that, or we can...
There we go.
Okay, I withdraw my original motion. The new motion is that Pearl notify us whenever a grievance is begun, and will also notify us when a disciplinary... Well, also, just not disciplinary, when a personnel issue has gone up through the ranks. I don't know what the best way to characterize that is. That was the other thing we kind of talked about. When an employee has a problem and takes it to his supervisor, and then takes it to their supervisor, and up, and then when it reaches Pearl's level, so it's already gone through the whole system. That's not necessarily a discipline. That's just some kind of not a complaint, a dispute.
Personnel matter, is the crux of it that you want to be informed of personnel matters that are in the works? Is that
well, they reach your level, okay. And then grievances begun. And personnel issues that reach your level. So I don't know how to characterize a personnel issue, personnel dispute, personnel conflict.
Well, she used the word matter. I don't
personnel
know if that's
matter.
Kind of descriptive.
Yeah, it's pretty general, though.
Personnel concerns.
Well, see, I like getting the good ones, too, you know. I like getting the ones about, like, that.
When a grievance has been filed and it's proceeded through the regular channels to her desk.
Well, we want the grievances at even the lower level.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But then...
Well, that's when the grievance has been filed, wouldn't it be? We want it before that, when the controversy arose.
Well, I mean, what's the definition when the controversy arose? I think, you know, we don't want to get into every personnel...
Well, that would be the grievance.
Yeah, the grievance is a formal process. How about when an employee-supervisor dispute reaches Pearl's level?
Well, Pearl said it pretty well when she in a friendly amendment.
Well, that's why I seconded her motion, but now I'm trying to
reconstruct
it. Well,
we could adopt her motion as ours. Because she wouldn't be making a motion here.
Connie, did you happen to be typing when I was talking, getting down?